Excuse me. I need to interview someone for my communication skills class. Could I ask you questions? It will only be a few minutes.
Well, okay, sure.
Thank you so much. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous. Do you have a lot of midterm tests that you are studying for?
I sure do. I have 2 tests next Tuesday that I haven't had time to begin studying for.
Oh, maybe you want to study now.
Don't worry. I can talk to you for a few minutes. Please, ask me your questions.
Thank you. I will try to hurry. Please tell me first, are you a full-time or part-time student?
I'm just taking classes part-time.
You are part-time. So, you are working now?
Working now? No, I'm a student. A part-time student.
Yes, sorry. I mean, do you have a job?
Uh-huh. I'm a receptionist at a downtown law firm.
I see. What is your major? Are you studying law?
Oh, no. I don't want to be a lawyer. I'm working on a certificate in retail floristry.
Retail floristry?
No. It's pronounced retail floristry.
Thank you. Floristry is flowers, right?
Yes.
And you are getting a certificate, not a degree. How long does it take to get this certificate?
The program takes about a year for most people, but at the rate I'm going, it will probably take me 3.
Ah. Question 4. What attracted you to this field?
Well, I've always really enjoyed working with flowers and having gardens, so I started taking some courses because someday I'd like to open my own flower shop. UFS has a really good reputation for its retail floristry department. That's why I decided to start taking classes here. I'm sorry, was I speaking too quickly? Did my answer make sense?
Oh, yes, thank you. Now, I want to know, have you ever worked at a job that is related to this major?
No, I've just always had a green thumb and loved working with plants and flowers.
And could you tell me what kinds of jobs are possible for someone with a major in retail floristry?
Well, in the beginning, you could work as a salesperson in a flower shop or a designer, depending on your skill level.
I'm sorry. Could you explain what you mean by designer?
That's someone who designs and arranges flowers. Flower arranging is practically an art form, especially in some Asian countries like Japan. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I think you are talking about Ikebana.
Right.
Ikebana.
Yes. You might also be able to get a job in a nursery, where you'd grow large numbers of plants from seedlings, maybe develop new and stronger species, and, of course, help gardeners with their everyday needs and problems.
That sounds very interesting. Do you like the program in retail floristry here at UFS?
Oh, yes. So far, I like it very much.
Are the classes difficult?
No, not really. I'm just taking 2 classes this semester, and I'm acing both of them.
You are lucky. My classes are difficult.
Well, it's easier for me. You see, I already have a degree, so I'm used to the amount of work. It's not like I'm starting college for the first time.
I understand. Please tell me, what do you think are some of the most helpful courses in your program?
Definitely the design classes, because that's really what this major is all about. Also, the identification courses, where you can learn the names of the plants and flowers. That is really crucial if you are going to work in a shop or work with flowers.
Yes, it would be. For my next question, please tell me what kind of related subjects would help somebody studying retail floristry.
There are other courses in the horticulture department which would be beneficial, such as landscape design or nursery operation. Also, maybe courses in art, art history, or even architectural design would help. If you're trying to create an artistic floral arrangement to go in a particular room or with a particular painting, it would probably be useful to have some knowledge of art and architecture.
That is very interesting. Now, what is the best part of the UFS program in retail floristry?
I think the practical experience you get working with the flowers is the best part of the program. Part of the time is lecture, but you also spend 3 hours designing arrangements and critiquing them with your classmates. It's really important to have time to work with the flowers and then critique your arrangement and get feedback from the instructor and from everybody else in the class. The practical experience is really wonderful.
And what about the worst part? What would you say is the worst part of the program?
I guess I'd have to say it's the memorization. A lot of the work involved with plant and flower identification is just strict memorization. You have to constantly practice the botanical names, saying them and learning what they mean so that you'll know them by the end of the course. There are really so many difficult Latin names. It's not something you can just study right before a test.
Yes, that sounds hard.
What am I saying? You know how hard it is to learn new vocabulary words.
Yes, but Latin is so difficult. I have one more question. Do you think your major is one that a foreign student would be able to handle?
Yes, I think so. I do know, however, that some of the foreign students in my classes have been having trouble following the instructor because of the language difficulties. But if they got some help from English-speaking classmates, or perhaps if the instructor had some assistance available to help them, I think they could do it. I'm not saying they would breeze through the class, but with hard work and help, I'm sure they'd be successful.
That's good to know. Well, those are my questions. Thank you very much for helping me with my project.
Oh, sure. It was my pleasure. I hope I was able to give you enough information.
Yes, thank you. I'm sure my teacher will give me an A+.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。